From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Hundreds of thousands of people jammed downtown Washington for a rally for women's rights. The rally was held just one day after President Donald Trump's inauguration. People carried signs, banners, and chanted slogans. Many wore pink hats in protest of Mr. Trump's statements about women during his campaign. Feminist activist Gloria Steinem told the crowd they must stand for their rights.
Trump and his handlers have found a fox for every chicken coop in Washington, and a Twitter finger must not become a trigger finger.
Organizers said that they estimated a 500,000 people participated in the march, which ended at the White House after being rerouted due to the number of attendees. Similar marches were held in several U.S. cities, as well as in Britain, Australia, Germany, and Brazil. Meanwhile, President Donald Trump made his first official stop as president at the Central Intelligence Agency Saturday, expressing support for what he called the vital work that they do. Standing in front of a wall that commemorates CIA operatives killed in the line of duty, the new president told those gathered that they will have his undiluted support.
But I want to say that there is nobody that feels stronger about the intelligence community and the CIA than Donald Trump. There's nobody.
During the transition, President Trump had expressed reluctance to accept a report by U.S. intelligence agencies that outlined Russian hacking and interference in November's elections. For more on these stories, log on to our website. This is VOA News. The U.S. State Department said Saturday it would not send a delegation to the Syrian peace talks next week in the Kazakh capital of Astana. Acting spokesman Mark Toner said the United States would instead be represented by U.S. Ambassador to Kazakhstan George Kroll. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad has said the talks, which begin Monday, will focus on enforcing the ceasefire and allow the distribution of humanitarian aid across the country. Russia, Syria's most powerful ally, brokered the talks with help from Iran and Turkey, which supports the opposition. However, Turkey has changed its priorities to fighting Kurdish groups and the Islamic State. The United Nations is appealing for $550 million in humanitarian assistance this year to meet the needs of Afghans affected by conflict or natural disasters and for those returning home from neighboring countries. UN Humanitarian Coordinator Mark Bowden launched the appeal in Kabul on Saturday.
While the movement of people has created exceptional levels of need, we cannot ignore the fact that civilians continue to be the most affected by conflict, with women and children being most at risk.
Bowden said an estimated 1 million Afghans have returned home from neighboring Pakistan and Iran in the past year, while more than 600,000 people have fled their homes internally due to conflict. At least 20 people were killed when a powerful bomb ripped through a market area in northwestern Pakistan on Saturday. At least 40 other people were wounded. Officials said an initial probe suggested a remotely controlled explosive device hidden in a sack was detonated at a time the market was crowded with shoppers. A spokesman for the Pakistani Taliban claimed responsibility for what he said was a suicide attack to avenge killings of its jailed members in allegedly fake police encounters. Newly elected Gambian President Adama Barrow posted on Twitter Saturday that he will return to his homeland and assume power now that defeated leader Yahya Jammeh has agreed to step down and leave the country. Jammeh, who is expected to leave for Guinea, agreed Friday to peacefully hand over power to Barrow, who is waiting in neighboring Senegal for safety reasons. Jammeh's departure ends a political standoff that came to the brink of a military intervention by West African forces. And the commander of police forces in Somalia's Middle Shebel region has been killed in a grenade attack at a police headquarters in Jawhar town. Major Khalif Abdullah Arfaye was fatally wounded in the blast that left two other people injured on Saturday. No one has claimed responsibility. For more on these stories, visit our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.